here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but with the reason, meh. Okie dokie, what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about the law of attraction. Does the law of attraction work? Has it worked in my life? Okay, this is an interesting topic, right? So what do you think, Ralphie? This is my fiance, Ralphie. What do you think? I know it's hard to believe that good women exist, right? And that you can attract good women, right?
I know.
Yeah, funny, right? It's funny. I'm just messing with you guys. I'm not crazy. Okay, so the law of attraction. So I went through a phase, right, where I went through where I read The Secret. I was really into The Secret, and then I thought about it more objectively in my life experience, where it's partially a little bit of BS. But I'm gonna explain to you some truths of the law of attraction and some real realities. Okay, so does law of attraction work? Yes and no. Okay, so in the yeses, I'll review the yeses, why it does work. Okay, so if you don't have, okay, so you I can talk about this a lot in my videos. I value mental health. I value being stable. There's no such thing as perfection. But there is such a thing as people wanting to change, wanting to get better, wanting to be stable. But that's a choice. You have to proactively choose to want to be stable. Now, if you are not mentally stable yourself, what do you think that will attract, guys? Anybody, what do you think? Yes, it will attract a messy lady or a messy man. Because you are not mentally together. Therefore, you will attract that. You see what I'm saying? So we should be careful with this. So if you are in an unstable relationship, it might be because you're not necessarily stable yourself, right? So there is truth to this, for sure. So there is truth to it, but then there's also not. You have to think subjectively, right? I mean, everything's subjective, so you gotta be careful with this. So I'll give you an example, okay? So I knew a couple they're married now, but before they weren't. So when they started dating, the wife had a vision. This is what I want to do with my life. This is where I'm going, et cetera, et cetera, right? And the husband was a little bit indecisive. He was like, well, I think I want to do this, but I'm not really sure. But he had a path of where he wanted to go. Now, in fairness, they have the personality chemistry and the compatibility that fits each other. But she had a vision of where she wanted to go, and he was in the process of finding out where he was going in and showing effort to make a better life for himself. Now, if he wasn't showing effort to make a better life for himself, she probably would have broken up with him because he wasn't being a man and stepping into the plate and being a better person and being there for her the way that a real adult relationship should be, right? That's a point to consider, okay? So in a sense, that's a law of attraction, okay? So there's also like, because some people, to be fair, in fairness, some people just know what they want. Like my sister has known that she always wanted to be a teacher since she was young. I was more like a little all over the place, like because I'm an artist and I'm a right-brain creative person. So sometimes as creative people, I feel like it takes us a little longer sometimes to figure out what we want to do. You know, and people are different, so, but as long as there's efforts to show that you're going somewhere. But, because I was like saying, I want to do this, because my creative brain works 90 miles an hour sometimes, right? So, like some of those other creative people. but if you're not wired as creative as us people, then you might know what you want to do from your very young age, and that's totally cool. That's totally cool. People are different, right? So there can be a law of attraction in that aspect. So another example of a yes of a law of attraction. Okay, so I want someone that's mentally stable. I want someone with his stuff together. I want a man that can man up and be a real man and deal with his emotions, communicate effectively, know what he wants, know what he needs, and knows what's good for him. I know what's good for me and all those things. Now, if I'm going out with a guy that doesn't know what he wants and all these things, I'm not going to stay because he doesn't know what he wants out of life. I wouldn't necessarily care because nobody can really fully predict the future, you know what I'm saying? As long as there's a path and journey that you're going somewhere, it's cool, right? But if he is mentally unstable, I will drop him like a hat, because that's not what I want. I don't want to be in an exhausting relationship. I don't want to feel burdened in that relationship. That's not something I want to attract. So in that sense, that is a law of attraction, because I don't want to attract that. I'm not going to attract that. So I refuse to attract that. Therefore, it's, you know what I'm saying? There's a little bit of a mindset where it's like, I'm not going to attract that. I don't want that. You know. But then again, you have to keep in perspective, are you this yourself? Because sometimes we have unrealistic expectations, guys. Like, I've met people that say, oh, I want a woman. You know, I talk to one guy online. We talk to on LinkedIn every now and then because he's single. And he asks me for advice sometimes. This is my job now. And so he was telling me what he looks for in a woman. And he said he wants a woman fit and healthy and all these things. You know, and I said to him, okay, I hear you, I feel you, but here's the thing. Look in the mirror and ask yourself this question. Are you those things yourself? Are you fit? Do you go to the gym? Do you lift weights? Do you take care of yourself? Now, if you don't have those things, you may not attract what you want. You see what I'm saying? So there is a mindset, but it also comes with action. You can think these things, but if you're not taking action, that's a very different situation, right? So we need to have some awareness of these things, because knowing things and doing it are two very, very different things. It is easy. So when I tell my teenagers, I used to tell some of my teenagers in South Korea, it's easy for me to tell someone what to do. It's easy. I can tell a partner, go read a book, go do this, go, you know, it's easy for a parent to say, do your homework. It's not easy to practice what you preach, okay? It is not. It's not easy. So in my life experience, in relationships and in friendships and with teachers and in education, the best teachers are people that practice what they preach. They don't just speak nonsense and say, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this. You should actually practice what you're preaching. If you're not practicing what you're preaching, you don't know anything. I'm sorry. You just don't. So I get annoyed with sometimes some of these experts that say all this stuff. And it's like, okay, are you practicing what you're preaching? Because if you're not practicing what you're preaching, then you don't know anything. I'm sorry. And they may not have any struggles. But so it's very easy for me to talk. And it's funny. I went to the park the other day with this, where I was just like social distance chatting with this, you know, black guy. We're like chit-chatting about racial stuff and like racial issues and just cultural stuff and like that. He said to me, oh, you know your stuff. I was like, yeah, it's because I have actual life experience to back up my arguments, so you can't really say anything because I got life experience. I'm sorry. So, but he was like, oh yeah, you know your stuff. I was like, yes, I do. So, you see what I'm saying, guys? So there is a sense of law of attraction in the sense of a yes, okay? You want to attract things. If you want to attract a good relationship, you gotta have your stuff together. If you want a nice girl that's gonna give you hot loving and give you gifts and cards and lovey-dovey's, you better have your stuff together, because nice girls with morals and standards don't put up with that. They just don't, okay? So if you want a psychologically messed up woman that's gonna psychologically damage you or, you know, psychologically manipulate you with sex and things like that, you are not going to attract that if you don't find yourself humble self-worth and self-value. Please do check out my video of finding your self-worth, and please like, subscribe, and comment below if you have a chance. See what I'm saying? There is, of course, truth to the law of attraction. I am not denying that whatsoever. What bothers me about the law of attraction from the negative aspect is that, because I went through a phase where I was really into this. What bothers me about the law of attraction is that I'm a good person. I have really loyal friends, but what bothers me is that it's kind of like self-blaming, so I think we should be very careful that we don't follow that loop, guys. I don't appreciate it when you're saying, when that message is saying you attract everything, you know, if someone's bad to you, you attract that. No, it's not. If they have a bad day, it is not my fault. You know, if I'm a good person, I have my stuff together, it is not my fault they have a bad day. They need to take responsibility over their emotions. And please do watch that video too. If they have a bad day, they need to take responsibility of their emotions and own their stuff. And I tell this to people that work with me, you own your stuff and I'll own my stuff. I'll say sorry when I'm wrong, and you should say sorry when you're wrong. That's called being a real adult and being in real relationships and being in real meaningful relationships. You're not going to have a good meaningful relationship if you can't take responsibility of your emotions and handle your own stuff. You see what I'm saying? So there's a thing with law of attraction that I don't like, where we have to be careful that we don't do the self-blaming thing, because I went through this phase of like, am I attracting this? I'm a good person though. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like we have to like keep some things in full perspective where we're thinking in the broader terms, okay? Because everyone's life experience is different, and I tell this to my students all the time, my teenagers, you know, I may be a teacher and I may be, you know, having a ton of life experience more than you, and yes, you should learn from me because I've been there, done that. But here's the deal, I can actually learn some things from you too. Because your life experience is maybe a little bit different than mine, or a little bit different perspective, or different angle. And that's okay, and that's cool. And I like that, because if everyone's life experience was the same, we would feel incredibly bored with each other. You know, if we were all the same personality, we would feel incredibly bored with each other. I don't hang out with friends that are exactly like me, because I feel like we would drive each other absolutely crazy. I want my yin and yangs. You know, I want people around me. Not that I don't want people to lose, not someone to me, you know, obviously, because we're the same jive. But I want to attract friends with me, friends around me that are good for me. Because my weaknesses drive me absolutely crazy. I have weaknesses just like everyone else. And I want friends of mine that don't have the same weaknesses that I do, because they make me better. They make me a better person. They're pushing me to be better. You see what I'm saying? So, with law of attraction, there's good stuff and there's stuff that I don't like, but that's self-blaming. So we should be very, very, very careful with this. You know, I have done the whole like meditation, praying for abundance and all that stuff. And it's just like, you know, with this pandemic, everyone's probably feeling a little bit frustrated, right? So I feel you. I feel your pain. So in summary, this law of attraction work, yes and no. So, if you want to attract a healthy relationship that's loving and you got the hots for her and you want to love her inside and out, you better have that together too, okay? Because if you want, you're not going to attract that if you don't have that yourself. Remember, practice what you preach. It's big. It makes a huge difference. And then there's also the other thing where it's like, where it's bad, where it's like, don't do the self-blaming thing, you know? But then again, we do sometimes make choices that lead into attracting the wrong type of things. I don't want to say intentionally, because people are raised differently. And sometimes when people are raised differently, they make poor choices due to how they were raised. And they might repeat the same pattern. Or personality chemistry, or brain chemistry, or mental health issues, you know, due to those things. And like I say in my videos, I'm a huge advocate of mental health and therapy. And please, I beg of you, do yourself a favor and help yourself. You know, you'll feel better and I'll feel better for you, okay? And if you are in a relationship where you're questioning whether it's good for you, please do yourself a favor and get out of it. Because if you are questioning if they're really good for you, you know, remember, sex drive does confuse people. You may not be meant to be, and you might be with someone else, and do yourself a favor, you know? We should be very, very careful with those sexual hormones. It can make things very, very messy, and I fully blame those sexual hormones for, you know, confusing people. And I think as a society, we have to do a better job at educating ourselves on how those can confuse people and ask ourselves, is it worth it? Is it worth being so impatient? Is it worth being so wanting that instant gratification to fulfill our sexual needs? Because you can get your sexual needs from anybody. You can't find love from anybody. You can find love from someone special that fits you. So remember, there's lots of people that are husband-wife material or long-term fertility. All right, so that's all I got for you for my ramble right now. I hope this video was helpful to you and it brought you some enlightenment. That's my job as a genie, is to do that. But remember, I'm no, even though I'm kind of the fixer-upper lady, there's no such thing as a quick fix. My job is to provide a trigger provide a wake-up call, please, because everyone's situation is so individual. Okie dokie. Alrighty, people. Alright, love ya, and here for you and there for you. Mugging hugs today, drinking this way. Don't forget to like, share, and comment below, please. You lovely people. And that's it. Okie dokie. Alright, have a good day and night. Okay, bye.